There's a very good chance that this will be not only the first time that we have ever met, but also the last time. We're together here at what we have decided to call the Advent of a Great Awakening. Okay? The place is the galaxy Milky Way. The foundation of our organization is called the planet Earth. We have come here as sojourners from out of time to demonstrate to each other the adventure of the capacity of this galactic identities to reassociate in the certainty that they can escape the bondage of space-time. So we decided to call it the Advent of a Great Awakening, and it's June in the year of our Lord, 2002. We're here at the United Nations. It's an organization where there's a search for a commonality of purpose for being within this association of pain and death. And as a time traveler, you will recognize in the sharing of this adventure together, your escape from the bondage of this space and time continuum that has held you in an organizational association that in fact had no reality at all. We're here under the auspices of A Course in Miracles International. Course in Miracles is a systematic way for you as a conceptual observation of yourself to change your mind about what you want to see in relationship with your ideas within space-time, since you are solely responsible for the universe that you perceive within the containment of your own. So this is an advent of a great awakening, and I noticed here we have a very beautiful brochure that says A Course in Miracles International is happy to present to this world at this time the certainty that you will undergo an experience of enlightenment at this event and will disappear from this continuum, and it will be no more. This all under the direction of my Savior, the Savior of this world, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the author, okay, directs the consortium from just outside of time to demonstrate the manner in which you can escape, and did escape. Let's take a quick look at what this adventure out of time says in this little pamphlet. Listen. We are celebrating our escape from this place of darkness and death to the light of eternal life. We have discovered through the unworldly masterpiece that is A Course in Miracles, a mind training that is leading to the very real physical, mental, and emotional transformation of ourselves and the recognition that each of us is a whole part of the eternally creating source of all reality. Isn't that lovely? We're coming together at this time and in this place to declare that contained within our memories of loss and pain and death is a moment of the entire realization of our correspondence in space-time. And we're going to demonstrate it together by a continuing recognition of illumination of our minds that I'm offering you right here and now. Listen to what this says. We will share the memory of our awakening and realization of Christ mind and demonstrate the power of all minds to undergo a complete reformulation that recognizes the joy and happiness that is the eternal life that we share with God. Here it is. Now is the time. This is the place. And we're all invited together. The healing aspects that are occurring right now in our associations together on this video are important to you if you'll recognize the fundamental ideas that we present to you within this Course in Miracles. Okay? The very nature of my presentation to you from my mind is to show you that we share a single mind in all of the universe. And though we appear to be separate from each other, that cannot not include then the responsibility that you will see what you put out into the world and get the result of your association with yourself. Inevitably, when we begin one of these sojourns into time, we always remind you of what salvation's keynote is. Listen. Here it is, the power of salvation. This is the only thing that you need do for vision, happiness, release from pain, and the complete escape from sin, all to be given you. Say only this, but mean it with no reservation, for here the power of salvation lies. Listen. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience. I decide upon the goals I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. What a peculiar, strange idea that within your own conceptual self, you would accept from me at this time and place my certainty that everything that you're seeing within this space-time association is only an aggregation of your own thoughts about what you want to see and what you believe is your location in space-time. Let's look at it together just for a moment, because I can see now that the light of our minds together is beginning to offer us a solution within the correspondences of what appear to be our body identities with a new vision possibility. We call this healing. Within the Course in Miracles, we demonstrate the certainty of your innate capacity to reconfigure the energy light associations by which you identify yourself. What will be the procedure at this advent of a great awakening as you allow the fundamental idea of self-responsibility to become a part of the alternative you want to be true? The light of the universe, which was being held at bay by your determination not to accept the fundamental nature of responsibility, we call this fear, has kept you from seeing the certainty of the love and joy that we share at this time. This is an adventure, isn't it? The idea that we can see each other at this moment in a new perspective of how we want to appear to each other. Initially, when you have come together with the associations within this formulation, you have recognized them as bodies, haven't you? You have looked at their historic references contained within the body, and you have given them a name or an identification within the association of time that justifies a location based on coming here, being here, and dying. What's going to occur in this new continuum of time will be moments of recognition, and this is what the healing process is, of ourselves before time was and after time is over. This has become very popular, hasn't it? We call it a quantum instant, where we don't cover the here and now. But at this advent, we'll begin to recognize ourselves. There we did it. We begin to recognize ourselves in a moment of correspondence. Could you see me just then? Am I in your memory? Shall we share together some very fundamental teachings for a moment about the Course? Everything is in your memory. Everything that's happening to you in this space-time association is part of the aggregation of the certainty that you can define yourself in time and occupy this space-time location which you define as life and deny yourself access to the light that's all around you. When you perform acts of protective nature within your own concepts, you people the world with ideas about yourself based on your uncertainty of who you really are. Okay, so when we first come together in this advent of awakening, we really believe that we are separate people in momentarily separate places in space-time. So we have young ones and old ones and sick ones and dying ones and alive ones and happy and sad. All of it contained within your own mind. Listen just for a moment about what time is and how you organize it in association with this Course. This speaks of the ego and how you identify yourself. You have a strange notion of time, and it is with this notion that your questioning might well begin. You invest heavily in the past and in the end believe that the past is the only aspect of time that is meaningful. Remember that its emphasis on guilt enables it to ensure its continuity by making the future like the past and thus avoiding the here and now. By the notion of paying for the past and the future, the past becomes the determiner of the future, making them continuous without an intervening present. That's what we're trying to do right now, aren't we? I'm trying to intervene between your human associations with each other and show you, are you ready, that we share a single whole mind, that we come from a common source, that our reality is universal, and that for just a moment we've been trapped in space-time. Listen to how it's described here. It dictates your reaction to those that you're meeting here in this place in the present from a past reference point, obscuring their present reality. In effect, if you follow the dictates of this world, you will react to your brother as though he were someone else, and this will surely prevent you from recognizing him as he is. And you will receive messages from him out of your own past, because by making it real in the present, you are forbidding yourself to let it go. You thus deny yourself the message of release that every brother is offering you right here and now. When you came together here in this advent of a great awakening, most of you who have become teachers of God immediately begin to share the certainty of a single source of reality that allows you to overlook, we call this forgiveness, don't we? To forgive the nature of the defenses we have employed to keep from recognizing who we really are. Remember in the Teacher's Manual videos how we have been saying that there is one Savior of the world? We're doing a sequence of Teacher's Manual videos where we ask you individually to accept responsibility for this world, because you are responsible for it. But each one peoples his world with ideas of his own containment of conceptual form, and is unable to recognize himself because he is fearful of the totality of his reality through the love of God, which would deny the necessity for him to protect himself or for you to protect yourself within your own concepts. look at this. The shadowy figures from the past are precisely what you must escape. Why? They're not real, and they have no hold over you unless you bring them with you. They carry the spots of pain in your mind, directing you to attack in the present in retaliation for a past that is no more. Listen, and this decision is one of future pain. Unless you learn that past pain is an illusion, you are choosing a future of illusions and losing the many opportunities by which you could find release in the present. Listen, the Holy Spirit teaches that you always meet yourself and that the encounter is holy because you are. The ego teaches that you always encounter your past, and because your dreams were not holy, the future cannot be, and the present then is without meaning to you at all. Let's look together just for a moment at what we want to say here now in this continuum of the advent of a great awakening. Everyone that you're meeting, all right, in this idea of A Course in Miracles International has become the practice of the workbook of the Course, which teaches you in a systematic way to change your mind about everything that you think you see within the arrangement of the confinement of yourself in space-time. Let's look together at it just for a moment, because you're going to begin to discover as you look about that the body perhaps that you thought was separate from you. This will be through an act of forgiveness, won't it? Just for a moment, he's going to look at you as you look at him with a new reference of space-time that will instantly integrate the concepts that previously denied you access to yourself. Now you're listening to me. It's impossible that you're not meeting yourself. Remember the teachings that are very fundamental to our Savior Jesus Christ when he says forgive your brother, when he teaches you in Sermon on the Mount that what goes around is going to come around, and that everything that you're seeing out there is only reflecting your determination to stay separate within that body. Will you forgive me just for a moment, so that I may offer you my certainty of your perfection? Say to me, I'm as God created me. Yes. Yes. This from our Savior. All power is given unto you in heaven and earth. There is nothing you cannot do. You play a game of death as though you can isolate yourself in this little pocket of containment of dark light and defend yourself against any idea of the power that you can employ to view yourself in this new perspective that we're offering to each other in this adventure of a great awakening. Shall we share what we just talked about in our memories out there? When we gathered together in this perspective here in New York, here where the terrible catastrophe of September 11th occurred, we recognize the continuing chaos of our inability to find the peace and harmony for which we are searching. My direction to you is that there is no escape in the continuity of time that appears to be established within this slow framework of cause and effect, very simply because until you change your mind about yourself and your reason for being here, no change is possible. Now, the perspective that we're sharing right there in the healing idea, in the idea that we are perfect and whole as we were created, allows us to momentarily see a new vision of our self-identities and recognize a true purpose for why we're here. The sole purpose of this gathering in the adventure of the idea that we are located in space-time is to demonstrate our immediate capacity to escape. The time has come, and did, when you will no longer like the particulars of fear and loneliness and subsequent death that have defined you in this little parameter of consciousness. Do you remember this? This is very important. Everyone that you're meeting, even when within this event, you will only see in the perspective of your old associations, which are actually past. In effect, when you view him, he actually isn't there at all. This is one of the fundamental teachings of quantum reality. At the speed of light, by the time you observe each other within this continuity of time, it's already past. Do you see that? You make strange use of the continuity of time, which is actually going on all the time within the entirety of the parameter of a continuum of time in its continuing extension out into the universe, and sequence it within the little limitations of the organization of your mind. Listen to this. Each one peoples his world with figures from his individual past. And it is because of this that private worlds do differ. Yet the figures that he sees were never real, for they're made up only of his reaction to his brothers and do not include their reactions to him. Therefore, he does not see that he made them and that they're not whole. For these figures have no witness, being perceived in one separate mind only. It is through these strange and shadowy figures that the insane relate to their insane world, for they see only those who remind them of these images, and it is to them that they relate, and thus do they communicate with those who are not there, and it is they who answers them. And we're going to have to wrap up this first 30 minutes, aren't we? I want you to look at me just for a moment at the end of this original adventure in the idea that we are together here. Everyone that you're meeting is only a figure in your own past associations with yourself. The moment that you identify them in a continuity of sequential time, you literally are nowhere. One of the great attractions of the idea of a matrix of a correspondence of time, that is the energy of visionary associations contained within the illusion of time, will show you instantly that you have no causation. If the cause of you, I'm looking right at you now within your idea of yourself, is always over, how could you possibly find the present? Since it is over to you, you project your past into the future and cover what's going to occur at this event. What's going to occur? The time has come, at last, when we're going to recognize each other. How will that be accomplished? By offering each other the love and forgiveness of our conceptual associations that are a part of our individual paths, that describe our determination to hold grievance and pain and loneliness and death with all of the peoples within this continuity. The moment of recognition that just occurred there is a reflection to you of who you really are. Okay? I am representing to you as what you call an enlightened teacher, a reflection of how you actually look within the entirety of the continuity of time. without the need to surround yourself conceptually with defenses against the love of God that we share. We'll be back in just a moment to continue this adventure in the great awakening that's occurring now within this continuum through this course. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we're thinking and processing the totality of self-realization. Shall we say it together? God bless us, everyone. So here we are at this advent of a great awakening. And we're offering a visual associations of ourselves based on, perhaps you received this little brochure. It's describing what we intend to do here in New York during this 4-day period. Because indeed it can be a time when we can recognize each other. Okay? Listen to what this says at the bottom of the first page. Quantum mindfulness. Is it possible? Indeed it is. Is it possible to change your mind so completely about yourself and the universe you seem to inhabit so as to alter in a quantum instant the entirety of your apparent space-time location? Listen, the answer is yes. How? Through the mind training of A Course in Miracles. At last, a long-awaited systematic way for you to enter a new, more rapidly alternating continuum of time that is all around you, and in corresponding conversion of and through the power of your thoughts, cognify a brand new here and now, an instant experience of joy and happiness, of your escape from the imprisonment of dark light that is the location in space-time of this world of fear and death. What a joyful occasion that you've actually allowed within your parameter of fear the idea of quantum communication to enter in your ideas of conceptual self. Why has that been difficult for you? Very simply because your fear is actually entirely this moment in time. Your fear of being just for a moment in the entire instant of separation from eternal life is why you're here. Can you see this with me? So you people associations within your own mind that justify a continuity of sequential time that deny you access to what this adventure here, today, and tomorrow is excitingly going to show you, because as a teacher of God, which you have decided to be through this course, you're suddenly going to be walking the street. You're going to come together in aggregations, and you're going to begin to recognize each other. Are you ready? What we're telling you is true. You have peopled this world with images that represent what you think you are. And since you are uncertain within your own conceptual idea of yourself, who you are, you represent to other minds their uncertainty. You then confirm it in the idea of who you're not, because if there's one thing you can be certain in the whole universe is who you are. so that everyone you meet is just as unknowing as you are. How do you perform the act? By the idea of sequential time, rather than the admission that all of time in the whole universe is going on here and now. Listen to how this sounds from the text. To perceive truly is to be aware of all reality through the awareness of your own. But for this, no illusions can rise to meet your sight, for reality leaves no room for any error. This means that you perceive a brother only as you see him right now. His past has no reality in the present, so you can't see it. Your past reactions to him are also not there, and if it is to them that you react, you see but an image of him that you made and cherish instead of him. In your questioning of illusions, ask yourself if it's really sane to perceive what was as now. If you remember the past as you look upon your brother, you will be unable to perceive the reality that is right here and right now. Can you see that with me? Where we're meeting right now, okay, we momentarily represent images of the organization of our conceptual mind associations that we have brought into this continuum to identify ourselves. If this is true, it's impossible that we won't see ourselves as bodies and believe that we are occupying space-time locations in separate body identities. What's the fundamental mission and mission and admission that's required? That you're the cause of it. If you can recognize momentarily that there's nothing outside of you, the healing process of your mind will be instantaneous. And not only will you be healed of all of the ideas you have about yourself as a body, it's impossible you will not then look anew at what you previously projected from your mind in order to protect yourself within the illusion of separate bodies. Are you listening to me? There isn't anything out there. You've come together in this advent of awakening to admit in a very fundamental sense that you are the cause of this, and that everyone you're meeting is responding to you in exactly the manner that you ask them to do. Now, a moment later, you're not at all certain that you want that definition of yourself, and you end up in the terror of fear that is representing what's going on in this continuum of time today. You do consider it natural to base what you see out there on your past associations. It is not natural at all. Your natural association would show you instantly that you are a part of universal mind, the mind of God, and that you extend the power of your mind with His in the certainty of eternal life. And further, that time lasted just for that moment in your mind with no effect on eternity. Here's how it's expressed in chapter 13 of the text. Listen. You consider it natural to use your past experience as a reference point from which to judge the present. Yet this is unnatural because it's delusional. When you have learned to look on everyone with no reference at all to the past, either his or yours, as you perceive it, you will be able to learn from what you see right here and right now. Why? Time can release as well as in present, depending on whose interpretation of it you use. Past, present, and future are not continuous unless you force continuity on them. You can perceive them as continuous and make them so for you, but do not be deceived and then believe that this is how it is. For to believe reality is what you would have it be according to your use for it is delusional. Listen. You would destroy time's continuity by breaking it into past, present, and future for your own purposes. You would anticipate the future on the basis of your past experience and plan for it accordingly. Yet by doing so, you're aligning the past and future and not allowing the miracle which could intervene between them to free you to be born again. Here's a crucial sentence. The present is before time was and will be when time is no more. In it are all things that are eternal and they are one. Their continuity is timeless and their communication is unbroken, for they are not separated by the past. Only the past can separate, and it is nowhere. So, the idea that you are associated with something that's already over and gone is the fundamental nature of my offering to you right here and now. So we tie it together. The only time that there is here and now. Will you say that with me? Yeah. Here we are. Here we are, here and now. Good. Good. Just for a moment, you were willing to begin to entertain the idea that contained within the faculty of your conceptual association was a reality not associated with this time factor at all. What did we just read? You would destroy time's continuity, which is the simple admission of a continuing association of light form going on in the universe. Okay? A consortium of conversion of light that demonstrates the power of the mind to escape from space-time that previously defined it. What did we have to do? First, we had to locate where we were through the admission that we would need to look at the fear that we were feeling in the idea of a single location within time. In the galactic evidence that's being presented to you now within this space-time reference, it's very possible for you to recognize that you don't belong in this continuum. The only possibility that we would gather together in this time and place, at this time of fear and anxiety and loneliness and death, that seems to be so much a part of this slow continuity of time, would be to realize that available to us at this moment is a complete and whole alternative of the reassociation of the continuity of space-time that allows us to enter into a new arrangement of our minds that shows us, what? The entirety of the light and love that we share with God. We'll take just a couple of minutes here now, because the reason for this gathering, even though we may have begun with the need for you to look at where you have found yourself in correspondence with the world, would be to show you that there's another world all around you that is available to you at this instant if you will decide against deciding the result that have shown you the particulars of your containment within time. This will be a part of the healing process, won't it? Okay, be reasonable with me. Your memories of your past can be brought into the present if you'll stop making predictions about the result you want within your own mind based on your past association. How can you do that? Time is not sequential. All of the continuity of space-time is going on right here and right now. Where is it going on? say to me in my mind, yeah, this world that you see is a procedure of a momentary recognition of yourself separate from eternal life. And you define it as time, don't you? And you live within that little sequence of time. And you believe that you're a body. And within the dream association you have about yourself, you see figures of other bodies come and go that represent nothing but the continuity of your own association with yourself in your dream. Am I in your dream? Yes. Am I offering to you at your bequest in this time and place my certainty of your certainty? Could you see that with me? There was a healing that occurred right there. I'm very certain about who I am based on the procedure of illumination that happened in my self-recognition. The ordeal that all human identities undergo in the metamorphosis of the realization of enlightened mind. And I knew about this. This has happened, okay? This Course in Miracles is a course in the enlightenment of your mind. I am offering you, in the light of our reassociation, yourself. I hope to give you, at this time, a better reflection within your own mind of the singularity of yourself that will give you a new purpose through this great adventure in forgiveness of the illusion of separate figures that were out there, in the simple realization that you've actually only been attacking yourself. And that all of the defenses that you have employed going on in this place of terror have only been to keep yourself in a single moment to recognize the entirety of who you are in universal mind. Let's look at it just for a few minutes in one of the lessons of the Course. Just a little bit about it from lesson 170. No one attacks without intent to hurt. This can have no exception. When you think that you attack in self-defense, you mean that to be cruel is protection. You are safe because of cruelty. How thoroughly insane is the idea that to defend from fear is to attack? From here is fear begot and fed with blood to make it grow and swell and rage. And thus is fear protected, not escaped. And this is what's going on in the world, isn't it? Today, we learn a lesson which can save you more delay and needless misery than you can possibly imagine. And that is this. You make what you defend against. And by your own defense against it, it is real and inescapable. Lay down your arms. And only then will you perceive that it is false. We might as well look at it together. There isn't any question that in this world it seems as though there's terror going on and everybody is defending themselves from all of their associations within their own mind. I'm offering you my certainty within your own dream of death that this is not true. Certainly the most fearful message that you could hear from me is that there is no world. As you begin to look at the enemy who you previously designed to attack yourself so that you could defend yourself, as a friend who wants to share with you escape from this continuity of time, this is what forgiveness is, isn't it? This is why we're gathered at this Advent. We see that the images that previously were attacking us, in a moment of sharing of light, we invite to come into the new parameter of space-time, we have discovered in a common purpose that has now become a part of our reality. The fundamental purpose and reason for the advent of the Course in Miracles International that's now going on in this continuum of time, that came to us from out of time as a message from my Savior, Jesus Christ, resurrected, was to demonstrate to you very simply, all right, very simply, the simple admission that you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and what? Your neighbor as yourself. Because your neighbor is yourself. You might as well hear this from me. As long as you protect yourself within your own frame of sequential time, you're going to be here. What are you going to do? You're going to begin to repeat over and over and over again the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. And you're going to end up here reenacting within this framework of time the terror that represented that moment, which was over and gone a long time ago. Listen just for a minute to this. The Son whom God created is as free as God created him. He was reborn the instant that he chose to die instead of live. And will you not forgive him now because he made an error in the past that God remembers not and is not there? Look, now you're shifting back and forth between the past and the present. Sometimes the past seems real, as if it were the present. Voices from the past are heard and then are doubted. You are like to one who still hallucinates but lacks conviction in what he perceives. This is the borderland between the worlds, the bridge between the past and the present. Here, the shadows of the past remains, but still a present light is dimly recognized. Once it is seen, this light can never be forgotten. It must draw you from the past into the present where you really are. Okay, so let's look at it together in this advent of a great awakening. Many of you who have come into this parameter of association have done what? You brought your past with you. Can you see what this just offered you? You come into a moment of light. You recognize the present. But if you stayed in the present, there would be no need for you to occupy this body at all. Why? The present is the only time that there is, and you would instantly, in a quantum instant, disappear entirely. Because this is an illusion of correspondence of what you call potential or dark light. What did we say? A matrix of energy that has no causation. When you come for a moment, and this is the advent of that awakening, into this moment, it gives you a moment of joy. Now, for many of you, it's followed instantly by a moment of fear because you are still peopling your own continuity of time with the fear of the present. Could you see that? So what we're offering each other now in this adventure of awakening is a moment in space-time that is, are you ready? Actually, the only moment in space-time that there is. Perhaps what we'll do, with your permission, and this is a two-hour segment based on this New York adventure, we'll come back and we'll begin to show each other how we've come into this meeting place for the sole purpose of reassociating ourselves in time. Now, the little chaos that will be initially connected with it are nothing but definitions of yourself that you are afraid to release, so that when the reports about this go out into the world will report the nature of your separate body associations and perhaps will not see how you have come together in holy instances to recognize each other. The advent of love, of truth, of happiness in this Course in Miracles has become the entirety of a procedure within this continuum. Okay, it's now a part of our separate identities in which we begin to recognize ourselves in the moment of correspondence that is our escape from time. Can you see that with me? This Advent is to offer you at this time and place that certainty. This will be a 2-hour segment. When we come back, I'm going to offer you a little continuity of time where perhaps you can find the peace that I'd like to have you share with me. It's a sharing of self-certainty. It's an indication that is what you call an advanced teacher. I am enlightened in the factoring of my association with the universe, and I'm offering you that light in your own self-recognition. I'll see you in just a moment. Remember in this adventure that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think and in which we make application of the power of creation in the expressions of ourself. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone.